From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says he is leaving Singapore earlier than planned. Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are to meet Tuesday, and Trump will leave soon after that. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports American and North Korean officials have been meeting ahead of the leaders' summit.
The White House says the talks have moved faster than expected, though it did not say whether any progress was made. It says the president will leave Singapore earlier than planned after spending much of Tuesday with Kim, starting with a one-on-one meeting. The president is expected to talk with reporters before flying back here to Washington.
Fallout from the G7 meeting continues. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Political scientist David Anderson with Iowa State University says there's an unwritten rule when it comes to meetings with allies.
No matter what happens within the room, publicly, you're always polite to each other. You are always nice to each other because you need to maintain positive relationships. You never go out publicly and slander a leader of an allied nation.
Like President Trump did via Twitter to Canada's Justin Trudeau, calling him dishonest and weak.
My sense is that President Trump really doesn't have any diplomatic skills. He is used to the real estate world.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump on Monday tweeted out more criticism of U.S. trade partners, including European and Canadians. He said, "We cannot let our friends or enemies take advantage of us on trade anymore. We must put the American worker first. We protect Europe, which is good, at great financial loss, and then get unfairly clobbered on trade," he said on Twitter. Change, he reported, is coming. This is VOA News. The U.S. sanctioned 5 Russian groups and 3 individuals Monday, accusing them of malicious cyber activities in the support of Moscow's intelligence service. The sanctions announced Monday block access for those blacklisted to any U.S. financial accounts they hold and prohibit Americans from any transactions with them. A rescue ship run by a European charity is headed to Spain with more than 600 migrants on board after Italy and Malta refused to accept the vessel. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez ordered authorities to allow the Aquarius to dock in the eastern port of Valencia. Sanchez's office issued a statement saying, "It is our duty to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe and offer a secure port for these people." More than 600,000 migrants have reached Italy by boat from Africa in the past 5 years. The new Italian government, led by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, has made it clear that the EU cannot continue to leave Italy to deal with the migrant crisis on its own. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday announced the arrests of 74 people in the United States and overseas for cyber-related financial fraud schemes that targeted businesses and individuals, often senior citizens. 42 people were arrested in the United States, 29 detained in Nigeria. Mayors from 6 cities where marijuana is legal are forming a group. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There is an attempt in Congress to push through easing a federal ban on marijuana that has the interest of President Trump.
We're looking at it, but I probably will end up supporting that.
It would put control of pot in the hands of states. Mayors from Denver, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and West Sacramento say they are sponsoring a resolution at the Conference of Mayors in Boston asking the government to remove cannabis from a list of illegal drugs. Marijuana has been legalized in one form or another in 30 states. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignations of a Chilean bishop accused of failing to stop a pedophile priest decades ago. 61-year-old Juan Barros of Osorno was named a bishop by Francis in 2015, despite numerous objections raised by local parishioners over Barros's connection to the disgraced pedophile priest. The 87-year-old priest has been punished to a lifetime of penance and prayer for sexually abusing children. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.